I'm going to call the meeting of the August 10th Ways and Means meeting to order. Can I get an approval of minutes from July 13th and July 20th regular meetings?
Make that motion.
Second.
I'll second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Just do a quick. Controller Gallagher, do you have anything to update us on at all? Or?
I do. Ready to have me at the beginning?
Sure.
Thank you. I did want to update you that the 2021 real property auction, which was held online for the first time, just in comparison to 2019. In 2019, we sold 61 of 196 properties that we put up for auction. That's 31%. This year, we sold 80 of 133 properties, so 60%. So we doubled that. Of course, it is a very hot market. And in 2019, we recovered $1.3 million of $4.5 million in back taxes. This year, we recovered all of the back taxes and another $300,000, so for a total of $1.9 million. So I would say that the online real property auction was a tremendous success, and I think in part that's due to being online, and in part it's due to having a hot market. So I wanted to share that information with you. We sold, you know, a much higher percentage of the properties for auction.
I have a quick question for you on that. Maybe you do or do not know the answer, or maybe the deputies know the answer. Is this the first time we've actually had a profit from the auction?
I don't have the answer to that. But we usually do not recover 100% of the back, though.
I'm not aware of that either.
Yeah.
I could just add to that, I wouldn't consider it a profit because we've already made the towns and the city whole for school taxes and everything else as well. So.
Well, that includes like some misunderstanding.
All right.
For the first time, we recovered more than back taxes.
Okay.
I know that you have in your packets that, you know, the sales tax cumulative, but we got another payment just last week, and, you know, we are doing extremely well, and I think it merits knowing that, you know, we're over 60% of budget, and in previous years, we were at a much lower rate, even pre-pandemic. Not having to do with 2020. And then I wanted to mention to you guys that I had shared with the administration some accounting detail and guidance that was handed out that was distributed by OSC on accounting for ARC funds. And we have a lot of, you know, there's a number of deadlines coming up on the ARC funding. The first one will be an interim treasury report due August 31st. But most importantly, I do anticipate additional treasury guidance and additional OSC guidance. We've had to make a lot of decisions at the local level because funds were distributed before guidance was available. So we probably will see additional guidance both from OSC and the Treasury. And we'll be following that and reporting back to you guys and working with Bert and the team as well.
Thank you.
The audits we're working on right now, that is of interest to anybody, is the RRA continuing. We're looking at unemployment insurance, fraudulent claims filed against Ulster County employees, and 18B legal services.
Thank you. And normally we do this for a regular meeting, but happy birthday.
Thank you.
Birthday. All right. Resolutions. Resolution 238, adopting revised Ulster County fund balance policy.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second. Walter, discussion.
I think it's my understanding. I believe that Legislator Archer would like to postpone.
Yeah,
I mean. Some discussions.
Yeah.
Make a motion, we postpone it.
Second.
Any opposed? All carried. All right. Resolution 39, replenishing tax stabilization fund.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second.
And I have the same understanding on.
I move we postpone it.
Second.
Until the next meeting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 323, supporting recommendations of the Recovery and Resilience Working Group. Motion.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second.
I'll second.
It's my belief that, you know, with Resolution 333, this is unnecessary. I mean, I think it was unnecessary to begin with, and we all had that discussion.
323, what are we on?
323, supporting the recommendations. So that supports the recommendations of the working group, and then 333 begins implementation of the working group. So. I mean, many of us have believed that, you know, it was unnecessary for us to support recommendations, and there was a concern among some legislators that, you know, voting yes on 323 would then be used by members of the administration later on to pressure, legislators on certain things they may not agree with. Saying that, well, you supported the plan, so you have to support the whole plan. There's no requirement in the federal, in the federal ARP, funding that we do this. It's more aspirational.
I think it's a loose plan anyway. I mean, it's the plan up here. Everything that's going to go through the body.
Just get concerned about the work that people put into it and us not.
I was on the task force. I'm fine with not approving it.
I mean, I could say that I definitely, at the least, feel like it's now duplicitous because a lot of this is kind of contained in 333, which will be a separate conversation. I mean, I think the backup's very similar, isn't it? So,
I mean, it's the capital projects, and and we. I think in Public Works, the Public Works Committee had made the amendment that I was going to offer, which was that the Commissioner of Finance shouldn't be able to transfer between projects without coming to the legislature. So,
Deputy
Secretary.
Well, they can't even do a project.
Dave, hold on a second.
Look, just to reiterate, it's true. Public Works capital project did hold on that amendment and accepted that. So the plan 333 does have that amendment, which takes out the transferring function of the Department of Finance. 323 is essentially redundant. It's a precursor. It is aspirational. 333 is the mechanism for the process. So 333 can stand alone without 323.
You're welcome.
Okay. I mean, I think it's okay. I mean, I think the one thing, and I realize we're talking about both at the same time, so we kind of have to now. The one thing I would say is that, when we get to 333, the numbers contained in it's not coincidental that the numbers contained in 333, the dollar figures, are the numbers contained in 323. So one could assume that the numbers that we'd be approving, at least as creating the initial framework in 333, require the backup from 323 in order to understand how we arrive at the numbers that we're approving. And I know that those can change. That's some of, when we get to 333, some of what I want to talk about applying those numbers at this stage. But it would seem to me that the backup that we see in 323 is kind of the required backup for 333 if we're to understand where those numbers came from.
I don't necessarily disagree with you. My point about it is that I just don't think that we need to adopt it.
I agree.
I think that 323 is more backup material than it is a resolution. That may be what you're saying. But
I agree with you. Yes. But I'm just saying that it is the backup for 333,
yes.
Really.
But usually it's something that would be submitted by the county executive's office to be the reasoning behind rather than something for us to approve.
I agree with you on 323.
Deputy
Greiner. And I'll just confirm that, the administration believes that we have to, once these capitals are created, we have to come back for over 50 to actually implement the projects anyway. So you will get a chance to approve those as well.
Any more discussion on 323? All right. All those in favor of adopting it?
Which one?
323. I'm fine with it, but it doesn't happen. I'm fine with that too. I mean, as long as my concern is the capital plan, it's constantly postponing that aspect of it because, I mean, other counties are already spending some of this money. They're actually starting the process, and we haven't.
Okay.
So,
all those opposed? Motion's defeated. 332, amending the 2021 capital budget to add additional positions.
I'll move it for discussion.
Wrong.
Second.
Walter. Discussion. Wrong.
As I said at the last meeting, I thought that the salaries were too high. They were on the high side for me. I took the liberty of drafting an amendment that everyone has before you. I'd like to offer it at this time.
Where are they?
it would.
Oh, we're just getting it.
Yeah, sorry. I'll talk about it while you look at it. It's it reduces the Director of Recovery and Resilience to $95,315, which is the salary of the Deputy Director of Planning. A lot of the description of the position that's been given to us is project management and shepherding projects and things of that nature, which, you know, is pretty much what that position has done for the county over the year, you know, and had a lot of strategic vision involved in it. I thought that that was a much more reasonable, you know, salary for that position. And then, you know, I reduced the Recovery and Resilience Project Manager by almost $5,000. You know, I thought that with the reduction in the top, there should be a reduction in the second position as well. You know, it's tough to find a position in that range. There's a lot of positions in the high 60s. There's a lot of positions in the low 80s. But we found a county title that had that same salary. Doesn't fit 100%, but it was the best I could do.
So I definitely appreciate this. I mean, some of my concerns remain. I did have a conversation with the executive, and I look forward to talking to this committee and talking to my colleagues, both in caucus and across the aisle, to really kind of get a handle on this. For me, this, I understand that the administration's position is really like, this is where it begins, but I'm yet to be convinced of that. You know, I'm not sure. You know, we did see some guidance that spoke to the fact that counties should already know how to do this, and administrative costs should be kept to a minimum, and yet, you know, we're starting with this proposal prior to actually agreeing upon what's coming up next. So I'm going to say that I'm keeping an open mind. I would like to ask that we at least wait the week so we can talk in our caucuses about it, and that we can have a dialogue with the executive's office about it. I'm also not sure about why there are three people. Again, it seems to me that it's meant to fit the 5%, these numbers were kind of meant to fit the 5%. But I'm going to keep an open mind. I'm not going to make the motion to postpone a week yet, but I definitely would like the week to talk in caucuses about it.
Before we do anything, just make this formal. Are you actually making a formal?
If the committee is going to want to postpone until next week, I don't have a problem with withdrawing my amendment for the time being. We can talk about it in the abstract. That's fine with me. So I'll withdraw my amendment for the time being.
Well, I'll make a motion to postpone.
Second.
I'll second, but can we continue to hear
discussion?
Conversation?
Yeah, I'll just say that I maintain the same concerns I had before, feeling like until I have a better sense of what the specific initiatives that we're going to put forward are, it's hard to imagine how it best is administrated. I do appreciate that the executive's office said, like, we are only putting this in so that we keep the conversation going. So I think it sounds to me like they recognize that it's not necessarily a done deal, but they just want us to stay on our radar. So I'm very supportive of a postponement. I think eventually we'll have a very clear sense of what we want to be spending the money on, and it'll be much easier to decide how it should be best administrated. I'm willing to postpone until that day comes.
Any other discussion? I'll just say, Ned, and the legislative Bartels was talking about it, was the interim final rule, where it spells out in a couple of different spots about administrative costs and keeping them to a minimum and expecting large municipalities, counties, to already have the infrastructure administratively to handle programs like this and develop and use the existing practices to administer the funds. They talk about in a couple of spots also ensuring that the funds get to the end recipients as much as possible. So this is, you know, $100,000+, you know, $20,000 that won't make it somewhere else. So, all right. All those in favor of postponement?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 333, amending 2021-2026 capital improvement program.
I'll second it for discussion.
Discussion.
I'm much more comfortable with it with the change that was made in Public Works. That was my first concern, was that, you know, doing it in this manner, you know, I thought was a really good step, because, you know, every amendment to the capital project has to come through the legislature, until I saw the, you know, language in there that would have allowed the Commissioner of Finance to transfer, you know, between projects without coming to the legislature. That was a deep concern of mine. It's been rectified. I mean, I'm fine with postponing this until next week as well, if that's what we would like to do. I feel like the two issues are, you know, pretty well together. So I'll make a motion and we postpone this until next week.
I'll second it, but may I also, yeah. I agree. I think that was I think it was a positive amendment. I would, and I think there is the willingness and the openness in the executive's office to have the discussion about having the legislative members have a more proactive role in the details of where within these buckets these funds are going. Because again, if we're thinking of 323, which I think we have to think of resolution 323's backup as being an integral part of 333's proposals, because the numbers are identical. And if we're thinking of 323 as that backup, I think it's upon us to really look at all the details within each of those buckets that arrive at those numbers and weigh in on how we feel about that. And rather than get into the specifics right now, I can say that there are certain buckets and certain proposals that I have concern about, and I do want this to really be a collaborative process. I'm optimistic that we are going to get there. I'm optimistic that the executive and the executive's office are open to that. Within our caucus, we've been doing work and drilling down further, and I really look to working across the aisle with the Republican caucus to get our ideas to you that you haven't seen yet and hear back from you all, and hopefully get to a place where we can look into the details of what came out of the working group and what's coming out of the legislature itself, and also set up a framework whereby the legislature will have representation in the discussion, because I do think it is that important. All that said, I think it's important that we're mindful of the time, because I want to be on record saying that I don't think this is something that should take months and months and months and months debating. There are, as members of the executive staff had said, there are aspects of the proposal that came out of the working group, there are aspects of proposal that coming out of the legislature that are probably fairly close to ready to go. We're talking about some backwards looking aspects, and then we're talking about forward looking programs that might have a little more work required behind them. So, you know, I'm optimistic that my colleagues all have the same goal, and that is to get this money where it needs to go. And by that, I mean colleagues both in the legislature and in the executive's office. So I'm sorry, that's a long-winded answer. I would like the week, but I think it's going to, you know, it's going to take us a little bit to get this framework together.
Sure. Yeah, well, I think this is a step in the right direction, I think, in many ways. And particularly, I'm glad that the amendment was passed, because, you know, I wouldn't have been able to accept it without that type of an amendment. But this is set up so it gives us many, many bites at the apple, you know, so you can have to keep coming back to us for whatever projects they will be. So this is a good way of setting it up, I believe.
Any other discussion?
I do just want to say one other thought. I mean, I think, and just speaking as a legislator, you know, it's part of why I think it's important to have legislative representation in the process of sort of formulating what brings us an apple to bite, is that so often when things come to us in a form where we're ready to vote on them, yay or nay, it's fairly far along the process. It's fairly far along the baking process. So I just want to know that that we are having input and influence in what is coming to the table. And I just think that's going to be a critical component to getting buy-in. And that's also figuring out the mechanism whereby we have representation prior to it coming to Ways and Means.
Any more discussion? All right. On the postponement, all in favor?
All right.
Opposed? So carried. All right. V34, conveying properties back to original owners.
Mm-hmm. I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. V35, authorizes the Commissioner of Finance to accept and reject bids for purchase of parcels. In motion?
I move it.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? V36, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $195,000 for free wrap tract. In motion?
I move it. I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. V37, authorizing the Chair of Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Department of Health. Do we have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. V38, approving the execution of a contract amendment for 14308 for Zach Academy. Do we have a motion?
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. V39, amending the 2021 work Ulster County budget to accept increased fund from New York State Office of Mental Health. Do I have a motion?
I'll move it. Second.
Tom Walters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 340, authorizing Chair Legislature to execute an interminable agreement with preschool special education.
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 41, Chair of the Legislature to authorize and agreement with New York State Department of Health for Early Intervention Program.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 42, rescinding resolution number 18. Motion.
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion? In favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 343, approving execution of a contract amendment for $64,500 for Catholic Charities. Do I have a motion?
Move it.
Second.
Discussion?
It's 343, you just said, right?
Yep.
So I'm wondering, now Mark's back, do we have a report of how many days this was used as a warming center last year? Do we get those reports, Mark?
We had to typically submit the plan once the season is over, because we have to submit for reimbursement.
Okay.
Get the commissioner to prepare that, and I'll send it to Natalie.
Okay. And can I ask a technical? I asked in the leadership, and I don't know if I got the answer, and I just missed it. When I read the Schedule A for this resolution, it talks about how families are not eligible to come in it, and it really speaks to single homeless individuals. Do we have warming and cooling centers that are not overnights, that are not necessarily meant to be overnight centers, but are more like weather crisis centers where people can just go in for a few hours, families, any age people?
So the warming center, the families, if a family is in need of a warming center, we arrange for them to be in one of the hotels or the shelters. And often that's because the individuals who typically frequent the warming center have declined services through DSS because they don't want to abide by certain rules, regulations, or we're unable to place them oftentimes. So it's not conducive to have families in those situations. The cooling center, which we've never activated, but we are just being proactive here. And honestly, after talking to the commissioner, we don't know that we would ever use this service unless it was absolutely necessary in a heat wave of multiple days. For one, there is no reimbursement to the county from the state, like the Code Blue Warming Center, so it's fully county costs that you see here. Two, the idea is to just have this open during the day and is not meant to be at nighttime hours when typically it cools off. I guess if it stayed above the temperature that sets into the threshold, we would need to keep it activated 24 hours, but that's not the intent.
Okay. All right. Well, I think it's good that you have the foresight to even be planning for it.
Two summers, we didn't do anything through COVID last summer, and it didn't really reach that, but we did need to, in 2019, open the county office building lobby for a cooling center because there was nothing else in place, and it was just not ideal.
Yeah.
We had to bring in security for just having people sit in the DMV area. Bathrooms weren't great. I mean, so it was just, this is a better.
Yeah, and we're certainly seeing more extreme weather events across the world, so better to be prepared.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'll get you the days that we were open last year.
Thank you.
All right, any other discussion? All's in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 344, execution of a contract amendment for Woods Family Woodstock.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 345, execution of a contract for $89,750 for James McGinnis and Associates.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 346, approving execution of a contract amendment for $315,997 for Liberty Resources.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Okay. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 347, approving a contract amendment for $50,000 for Matt Bus Group.
I'll move it.
347, 8, and 9 are all similar contracts. I'd move them together.
I'll second that.
Second. Okay. All those in favor of the block?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. On the block?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 350, authorizing the chair legislator into a lease agreement with ONW Station. Get a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Second. Welcome to discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? 351, authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Environmental Protection. Any motion?
Move it.
Second.
Second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 352, amending the 2021 budget to include additional funding from New York State Office of the Aging.
Move it.
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 353, amending 21 budget to accept increased funding from New York State Office for Children and Family Services.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 354, authorizing the chair legislator to execute an agreement with New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance. Any motion?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
So carried. 355, authorized chair to execute a contract with New York State Housing and Trust Fund. Can I have a motion?
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Wrong. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. 356, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $9,776 for Eaton Corporation. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second it.
Second.
Sorry.
Cartel. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 357, execution of a contract amendment for $106,366.31 with Tyler Technologies.
I'll move it for discussion.
I'll second it.
Second. Discussion for both.
Did you get answer to the question you had? I don't know if I missed it, the email. This was the one about whether or not, what the savings was estimated to be. I know we're going to save on, this is with the self-service unit of Munis, and Bert was supposed to provide, it cost $100,000, Bert was supposed to provide what the savings was going to be annually on the actual printing of all the checks, because it sounded like all it would do was allow people to go in and not have, which I'm for the greening aspect, but I just would like to know the financial impact of this. I don't recall seeing it. Does anyone recall seeing it?
I don't recall seeing anything.
No, I remember you asking.
So, can we... I'd like to make a motion to postpone it for a week, and maybe we can get those answers. Is that okay?
Second.
I'll second that motion.
Second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 358, amending 2021-2026 capital improvement program. Got a motion?
I'll move that.
Second.
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 Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 360, approving the execution of a contract for $79,995 for Creighton Manning Engineering.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
So carried. 361, increasing petty cash for the port pool. Motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Discussion?
It's technically should be Ulster County.
Yeah, is it erroneous to make a change to it to say Ulster County Pool to reflect Ulster County Pool? We had this come up where there is a New Paltz pool, so
right,
it confused
yellow,
the New Paltz. It confused
yeah.
the New Paltz.
Yeah,
I mean, it's $200, but it seems
I mean, it's not to the content of the resolution, but can I make
new
an amendment
pool.
to change it to change the wording to the Ulster County
yeah.
pool at New Paltz or whatever
yeah.
the correct?
I think it's good. I mean, also optics. It doesn't look like we're giving
yeah.
municipal
right.
pools
right.
money.
It's a county pool.
Right.
Okay. So I'll make the
amendment.
The county pool in New Paltz.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, second
is that
for
fine?
The amendment.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
All those in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
As amended.
Aye.
In favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried.
Thank you.
362, authorizing the chair to execute a memorandum of understanding
yeah.
with New York State allowing Department of Labor space voices link. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it. I'll
second.
Move
it. Discussion? All those.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, this is, we're finally realizing these funds. I know that the executive's office was working on this, but I also want to thank the comptroller for her work on this because she was looking into this as well. So I'm thankful that we finally reached a memorandum of understanding and we're going to see this reimbursement.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 363, amending capital project number 519. Got a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 365, approval and execution of contract for $93,800 with Greenman Peterson.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 366, contract amendment for $200,200 for CNS engineers.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 367, authorizes chair of legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Homeland Security. Can I motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 368, authorizes chair of the legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice.
I'll
can I motion?
It.
Second?
I'll second it.
I'm wrong. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 369, authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute an agreement with New York State DCJS Crime Against Revenue Program.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second it.
And Ron, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Resolution 370 has been amended and it's presented before you. Okay, a motion to adopt it as presented before you.
I'll move it.
Second.
Oh.
I'll second it for discussion.
Discussion. All right.
370.
Discussion.
If we could just get an explanation on where the amendment came from. I know the DA is here. That's a big change, so I was just curious.
This grant goes to pay for part of the salary of the chief assistant for my office.
That's what we use it for. Is that what it's intended for? Or, you know, like from the state, they say that that's the only thing we can use it on? Or is that what we just use it on?
It's intended for that.
Okay. The aid to defense? So the aid to prosecution? Because, you know, every year we get aid to prosecution, aid to defense. I was just wondering, you know, there's a pretty...
$40,000.
It's a $40,000 amendment, Mark.
So I can explain that. Contract management sent this resolution over, then received... had seen like a version of some amendments and contracts, had then seen what came in from the final from the DA's office, and there's actually, this is meaning to do two things. It's meaning to amend the current amendment and approve a new contract. So that was not clear from the resolution. These technical amendments are dealing with just authorizing the new contract. Next month, we'll come back to you and get the amendment to the prior contract done, which is why this is an increase, because we're actually just approving the agreement forward-looking. We're going to come back with the $39,000 amendment to the current grant next month.
Makes sense.
Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So, 371, approving the execution of contract for $92,730. Motion by Comco.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Second. Martels. Discussion?
For what it's worth, Legislative Bartels wanted some backup information about the cost effectiveness of purchasing this equipment as opposed to leasing it. And so Nancy Schmidt did provide a bunch of information, which I'm not sure got disseminated to this committee. It was in law enforcement public safety. But essentially, and Heidi, you can just correct me if I miss anything, but you know, elements related to keeping these radios in connection to their larger system, upgrades, repairs, that there's lots that go into the lease that are beneficial than if they purchase them. It might feel like it's less at first, but anything that goes wrong with it, integrating it into their system, if anything changes in their system, and they didn't connect, it would be on us to make sure they're connected. And so she did present compelling reasons for why this is a more efficient lease. What did I leave out?
No, that was it. I mean, just the servicing of them is included in the leasing, whereas purchasing of them, it's kind of how they get you. It's like that in all the fire districts as well, and everyone who uses these types of radios. And in addition to that, it helps keep the equipment upgraded, because once the lease expires, you get the newer model. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, owning it outright, some of the stuff could get antiquated. Then you got people on a, you know, one type of a radio and then another, but a lot of the service agreements run with this lease, and right. It's beneficial to keeping it as a lease.
And you can correct me for them, but it's that sometimes waves change
frequency.
And so if they'll they'll come in and fix whatever has to be fixed so that the communication can happen.
50 years.
Not a huge fan of NICOMCO, but I tend to agree with a lease versus a purchase, especially considering the county is about to or in the middle of endeavoring on a change to our whole radio system. Which if we're, I don't think any departments are purchasing a ton of radios right now, because all that's going to change pretty soon.
Sure.
Maybe.
I think it's a fair point. Not to defer, you know, the committee approved it. I'm good with it, but I just would say that. Mm-hmm. From my perspective, while there may be compelling reasons why to stay with a lease, what would help me as well is to see the nuts and bolts of the financial differential.
Yeah, we'll get that to you. I didn't realize it didn't come here. My meeting was several days ago.
Okay.
But we can forward it to you. Do you have John has his hand up?
Just if I may quickly, it's pretty much the same over a 5-year period, the purchase versus the lease. One of the other arguments Nancy made was that after a 5-year period, similar to cell phones, many of these radios are starting to come obsolete and sell, so purchase would still be an issue. That was just one of the several arguments she made. But 5-year period was the purchase price.
Thank you. That's
yeah,
what
it
I
was about. That's what I remember. About the same.
So the purchase was purchase plus a service contract compared to
the
lease?
No, just the purchase. And then the service contract would be on
Trace,
top of that.
You want your county
the
or
service
your,
contract would be extra.
Or your
that's what I just said.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're telling me that a 5-year purchase cost would be the same as a lease and the purchase does not include a service.
Yeah.
When you buy it, it's paid for in 5 years.
That's typically what they do.
Versus what we're leasing. Our lease takes 5 years to pay for the purchase price.
I'd be interested to see the
forward.
Yes,
I'll forward it to you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Meaning every 5 years you could throw away the radios. Essentially.
If they even last 5 years.
Right, okay. We didn't vote on it yet, did we?
No.
Okay. Once we vote
every other day. My antenna's broken. I need a new radio. My radio.
Well, the antenna guys break.
Any other discussion on it, or are we prepared to vote for it tonight?
I am, because I wasn't present at the conversation, because you all are comfortable, I'm prepared to move on it, and also because Ken makes a compelling point about the fact that we're in the midst of a shift. But I do think if it's basically a 5-year payback, it is worth.
I mean, the goal of the shift is to hopefully, for once, get everybody on the mm-hmm. same frequency, because John and I both have to carry around 2 radios.
Yeah.
When we're on call, so.
Yeah, no, and
listen
like I said,
to the school buses.
Oh my gosh, they're bad. They're getting bad.
Yeah. At the southern end of the county, we have we pick up the school buses from, I don't know, Jersey or where we're picking them from. It's a yeah. So
I get them on UC Tech and NIMED 280. Yeah. That's yeah.
Speaking another language at this meeting. Like I'm gonna just check out till we're done.
Well, so all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Oh, yeah. I'm actually gonna be opposed, not because I'm opposed necessarily, but I'd like to have the information.
I just forward to your county email. Okay.
Can I just? I just want to, because we already passed it.
Yeah.
I just want to just be on the record with Resolution 363, which was the upgrades to the county law enforcement center, the energy upgrades. I have to see if I got the answers, but I do want to just raise concern on the record that you know the resolution title says that it's energy upgrades, and yet only one of the boilers is set to be green, which I'd asked to get an analysis of the cost differential between the. And I don't know that they called it green. I think they called it energy efficient. One is an energy efficient boiler, and mm-hmm. the others, I'm assuming, are traditional boilers. You know, I'm channeling Mana Joe Green here, but I do think that. She's sitting right behind me. I do think that we have to be always and ever mindful of you know what's happening in the world, and you know, we should be doing more. It shouldn't be just one energy efficient boiler. So. I look forward to seeing the backup on the cost differential between the two, and I may be a no on the floor, but I just want to be on the record here that I think we should, especially when the title is energy upgrades, we should be really thinking, forward thinking about that.
377.
Yeah, but the only thing is when you do put in a new unit, no matter how it is, it's going to be an upgrade because the old one's going to be inefficient.
It doesn't say energy efficiency upgrades. It just says energy upgrades.
Okay, so I want to see energy efficient upgrades.
Fair enough.
That's fine.
Amending 21 budget to remove the position of communication specialist.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second.
Discussion.
A discussion with the executive on each there.
I've had private discussions about it.
I had private discussions.
Okay. You know, I'm open to postponing this a week. I have personally, you know, Legislator Walter and I are co-sponsoring this. I've, you know, explained my position to the executive's office and want to give them an opportunity to convince me that it's a necessary position for the county. I don't know how Legislator Walter feels,
yeah,
but
pretty much the same. I didn't support this position in the original budget. It's currently empty, so it provides this opportunity to make things more efficient. But I said the same words. I'm willing to hear the arguments supportive of it, but again, I did not support it in the original budget, and so it is not letting anyone off of a job because the position is empty.
I mean, I just, you know, it illustrates what I have as a deep concern about too much taxpayer dollars going into communications and, you know, how do I say this without, it's not too much money going into, you know, promotion of individuals or elected officials. You know, I know that that's been something that this legislature's had, you know, opinions on over the years with, you know, putting names and whatnot on promotional materials and whatnot. I just feel like this is another thing. I've seen a lot of extra stuff on Facebook the last year and a half, 2 years, you know, and it's all about one elected official. It's not about the county as a whole. So that's part of my concern about this.
The discussion.
put legislator wrong, said he was open, if Legislator Walter's open to postponing a week so that
I'll make that motion.
Discussions.
I'll second it.
Okay. Just a quick discussion. I had just a question. So would this position, and that doesn't have to be answered tonight, but would this increase the likelihood that a legislator, if there was something going on in their district, they would be notified about it? Doesn't have to be answered tonight, but just food for thought.
That's a fair question.
Yeah.
That if the position was filled.
If the position was filled, would a legislator then start to know about events going on and press releases?
It was filled until a couple of weeks ago.
And if it isn't filled, it would be a good thing to know, too.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no, but I assume it was rhetorical.
It was rhetorical. all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Postponed time. Any new business? Any old business? Motion to adjourn?
So moved?
Second.
Second. Whichever. Dealer's choice.
Opposed? So carried. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Do we have any more of these? Oh, yeah, we do.